1. What is needed for a person to become successful? In my opinion, to have success, we need to have a clear goal, motivation, patience, hard work, dedication. More importantly, successful people also have discipline and persistence in their efforts. 2. What is the most important factor? Persistence, I believe, is a major factor. Persistence gives us vital experience. When we're persistent, we learn that each failure gives us another opportunity to learn. With each failure, we'll become more resilient. We'll also learn how you can overcome any challenges to get successful. 3. People often say that goal setting is necessary for success. Do you agree with this? I think that we should set clear goals for our future. Setting goals can help us move forward in life. Goals give us a roadmap to follow. Goals are a great way to hold ourselves accountable, even if we fail. Setting goals and working to achieve them helps us define what we truly want in life. Setting goals also helps us prioritize things. 4. What's your definition of success? I reckon that many people have different perceptions of success. Success is judged by the individuals themselves. Success can be defined in many ways, including wealth, happiness, fame, etc. In my opinion, my definition of success is achieving personal goals, whatever they may be. 5. Which do you think is more important for people to become successful? Hard work or opportunities? I think both are important. In most cases, hard work is the key to achieving success. We need to put in the hard work, and we will be rewarded. But sometimes, luck also plays a vital part in making us successful, such as winning a lottery. And we use it to invest to make more money. For example, Bill Gates may have been incredibly lucky to start Microsoft at the right time, but without decades of hard work, that opportunity would have been lost. 6. Why is it important to achieve a goal? Goals make life beautiful. When you have a goal, we will make every effort each day to achieve it. And when you achieve that goal, it brings you unlimited happiness. We are also fulfilled in our lives. 7. Do you think people will be happy if they don't have any goals to achieve? It depends. On the one hand, some people set many goals in their lives as a way to motivate themselves and have a life purpose. So they work tirelessly to achieve their goals. And they feel fulfilled in their lives. On the other hand, having goals means that they have burdens on them. If they don't succeed, they will be depressed, dissatisfied, and down. Instead, they can keep things simple and reduce stress by focusing on the daily process and sticking to their schedules, rather than worrying about the big, life-changing goals. 8. How do you measure a person's success? Many people have different perceptions of success. Success is judged by the individuals themselves. Success can be defined in many ways, including wealth, happiness, fame, having good things, etc. Mostly, it is wealth, but it depends on person to person. We can't assess anyone until we meet or talk. So, in general, wealth and material possessions are the ideal tools to measure success. 9. Do you think the way people gain success has changed? No. The formula for success remains the same and does not change with time. People still gain success through hard work. And sometimes through hard work and luck.